What up, KSD Nation? What's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University coming to you on this Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that's men's and women's basketball, women's volleyball. As I'm recording this, a couple hours away from getting started down there in Houston. Of course, we'll have a postcast of that. Obviously, cross-country wrapped up last weekend. Football continues week 14. As we take a look around the Big 12, obviously, we know our deal. K-State, Utah, 3 o'clock Central Time, folks, out there in Utah. And, of course, K-State needing one more victory to try to reach bowl eligible. They can't get it, which I don't think they're going to unless they really, really, really straighten up, which I highly doubt that. But again, unless they play out of this world football on Saturday, it's going to come down to the last game of the season on Senior Day next week when they host Colorado in Manhattan, Kansas. So that's the situation right now there as well. Again, we'll have plenty of offseason talk. Lord willing, we'll have plenty of offseason talk about this football program, where it's going to go from here, because this is going to be, if you've been to every day, or I have put this in the ground 2 years in a row that they have not lived up to expectations in this program. But again, that's for another podcast. We'll have plenty of time to discuss that. But around the Big 12 real quick here. So the Utah game is part of the afternoon slate, and we wind back a little bit to the early slate of games, which features KU and Iowa State. KU, same thing. They need one more win to get bowl eligibility there. That's the 11 o'clock game in Ames. Iowa State, 6-4. And we talked about these two teams, Iowa State and K-State, the effect, the Ireland effect, what has done to those programs. Obviously, K-State, we know it's been well documented on all the K-State podcasts, and Iowa State has self-destructed in the second half of the season. Iowa State, 6-4, hanging this ball game in there at home. Arizona hosting Baylor. How about this? Arizona 7-3 at home, hosting 5-5 Baylor. So Baylor, same situation like KU and K-State, 5-5, same thing there. Oklahoma State, who almost, if they didn't step on their own toes, upset K-State, they got to go on the road to take on UCF. Oklahoma State 1-9, 4-6 is UCF, and that's one of the 3 o'clock games. The other one is obviously K-State, Utah. And throw in TCU at Houston. Houston is ranked 23rd in the country. Houston, 8-2. TCU is 6-4 on the road. That game is on Fox. The K-State-Utah game will be on ESPN2. And then Oklahoma State-UCF on ESPN+. And then, of course, back to Baylor and Arizona on TNT at noon Central Time. And FS1 will have KU and Iowa State. 2 games left on the slate. Primetime games. BYU, 11th ranked BYU, right now holds that second spot right at, for the time being anyways, thanks to a Cincinnati upset. Cincinnati getting upset by Arizona last week. So BYU is 9-1. Cincinnati 7-3, and could very well have been knocked out of a trip to Arlington, but we got 2 weeks left. Then we saw last year it was like a 4-way tie for those only two spots for Arlington, the Big 12 championship. So yeah, you got that going on for you there. And then of course, Arizona State back in the top 25 as they're going to be taking on Colorado on ESPN2. Oh yeah, that BYU Cincinnati game will be on Fox in primetime. So Fox got a doubleheader. You got TCU, Houston ranked 23rd in the country, and then primetime 11th ranked BYU at Cincinnati. Colorado 3-7, K-State's opponent to wrap up the season next week, and Arizona State 25th in the country, 7-3 in the conference right there. As well, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, about to wrap this Big 12 Week 14 preview across the country. And now we'll take a look at the standings here. And, oh, by the way, I will be recording pregame following. I got a half day on Friday. Yes. I repeat that again, K-State Nation. I have a half day Friday. And then right after that, We'll get to work on the pregame, and I'll have that all set up because I have at the moment of this podcast. Can't be too lackadaisical, but at the moment of this podcast, right now, full slate on Friday. So I'm actually looking forward to it. Honestly, the way that this month and a half has gone, but we got that. I'll immediately record pregame, and then that will be up first thing Saturday morning. So I'm gonna have all that ready for y'all on top of that. And of course, we'll have a reaction following K-State in Utah. And did I mention where Utah is? I don't think I did. Utah. Oh yeah. By the way, Utah, top 12 in the country, 12th. And so K-State, we already got our hands full enough there, right? So Utah right there. So BYU slips up somewhere. Now I'm gonna click on Utah here for a minute. Here, let me see something real quick. Let me see their schedule, because did they play this year? Yeah. So BYU right now in the catbird seat, because they got the head-to-head on Utah. They beat Utah back on October 18th by 3 points. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. Utah had a handle on that game for a minute, and in BYU, typical BYU fashion, rallied back in the second half. So BYU need to stumble basically the next two games. So right now BYU is in that catbird seat to go to Arlington. Texas Tech has been a different animal all year long there as well. So, yeah, you got that going on for you there as well. So, Utah outside looking in right now. 5-2 in the conference there behind Texas Tech and BYU. And, of course, got K-State right in the middle of things right there for their eighth place right now, tied with Arizona. Of course, Arizona has a tiebreaker on K-State. early in the year, way early. It seems to be, what in the world is going on? But it seems to be a long while ago that those two teams played there as well. But K-State, we should be, again, go back to what I've been saying lately on this show. K-State should be in where Utah is, at least. But they're not. They're not even close. But, yeah, anyway, so K-State, going on the road to Utah, hostile environment, mid-afternoon kick. Yeah, it's going to be a you-know-what show if K-State play like they did last week, and especially coming off a bye. That's just no excuse. That just can't happen. That just cannot happen. If they play like that, they're going to get run out of Utah in the first half. That's just, we see Utah, they get on a roll. You ain't on your A game. You're out of that stadium in the first half. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, a lot more coming on the pregame later on this week. I'll have that recorded on Friday after the lunch hour somewhere in there. And I'll have that posted. I'll have that ready to rock and roll on Saturday morning for y'all. And, of course, we'll have a reaction. Just a couple more reactions left of the year, baby. I'm ready to get this football season out of here. I'm sure a lot of K-State fans are like me. The way this K-State football season has gone, not as many expected there as well. But if K-State somehow straightens up here and bows up, maybe. But I ain't putting no stock in it. But anyways, that is a look around the Big 12 Week 14 action. Everybody's playing now. We're down to two games left of the 2025 season. Again, the Pro Parts Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily. I'm just recording K-State content there. Podbean app. I might have to kick the curb a little bit again. We'll see, but we'll see what Alex said. I haven't heard what Alex said. I know we even preliminary said when today, but on my end, might have to punt that thing either to tomorrow. Either to tomorrow or Monday at the very latest. We'll see about that. But I think that's, I know, with the with the holidays coming, I'm going to try to get Alex in here before Thanksgiving here, obviously with the football season right now, but we'll have plenty on the other side of basketball for sure. But yeah, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-D. Podcast podcast there. Download the Podbean app and access that channel over there. I'm hoping to squeeze them in either. If it's not tonight, then it'll be either between tonight, tomorrow, or by the latest Monday before Thanksgiving next Thursday there on that channel. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow big-time K-State fan about the Pearl Puncher Podcast. Baby, we're coming at you every single day, man. And I've been blown away the last month and a half there with the support of this podcast. You got it's been my mind's continue to be blown away. How many of you guys continue to listen to this podcast? We're coming at you every single day. We don't just talk football all week. We don't do that. Otherwise, y'all get sick of it because the way this football season has been going on anyway. So football, men's women's basketball going on. Women's basketball been super busy. Women's volleyball is going to be playing here in a couple hours. And so much more. There's other sports going on around the campus of K-State University. You want to make sure you're tapped in to this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Big 12 edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all real soon. Go Cats.